can't reach under the bed. Let's have a look. What we got here? Well, what we do, Ian, we keep all little knick-knacks, memorabilia of nice times we've had out. Old bus tickets there. What's that in there? There's a box of chocolates that I bought, Margaret. And there's a... There's an old a candy floss stick from Pinafair that, if you smell that, that's a lovely... It brings back lovely memories.
You keep a candy floss stick under the bed?
Well, it reminds us of things, smells...
Well, what does it remind you of? Candy floss?
If I have a whiff of that, I'd say there's been a frankfurter in that. It's one of them polystyrene boxes we had a takeaway. Remember when my son come over, and that's a happy memory. That is...
Are you not worried about rats?
Probably, but you know, and it's probably a fire risk. But if I had a whiff of that, that's a wimpy king size we've had in that. But it does evoke such lovely memories. There's a now that I don't know whether that's a donner or a sheesh. Hold on, let me have a. That was a wonderful. We went to Chessington, and on the way back, I think we had a donner. And it just evokes such lovely memories of a lovely time. That can go out. That's just a bit of old bacon there. But, you know, it does remind us of happy, happy days, you see. And I've got some poetry I've written to her under here.
Oh, can we hear some of your poetry to your wife?
What's this one? This is called... Oh, it's lovely. This is called The Rainbow.
OK, and is it suitable for...
It's romantic.
Okay, so now, just to clarify, romance doesn't mean sex.
I know that.
Oh, okay, good lad.
This is called The Rainbow. This is lovely. I don't know when I penned this, but I was very good with up above the streets and houses, a rainbow climbing high. Oh, what fun to see it climbing over the sky. And I've just put Filda... whole world with a rainbow. You know, it's just... I've always had a way with words like that.
So,
you know?
lots of memories under the bed.
Lots of memories.
That's nice. Barry, I'm going to interrupt you because
and,
you
yeah, just talking
I'm
about
going to interrupt you now. Sorry. So, that was going on a bit. So, you said that we've not had any calls to the show this morning.
Well, that's my conjecture.
Say hello to Dennis in Dunstable.
Good morning.
Hello, Ben.
How are you?
Not so dusty. How are you, Dennis?
I'm very fine.
What are you doing today, Ben?
Playing with the computer.
Oh, that, you know, it's so difficult, that, isn't it, the computer? I've had a lot of trouble with my modem.
Have you? Well, yeah. I can spell computer. I am computer literate. I can spell computer.
I'm not sure I can spell literate, mate. Well, you want to get out in the fresh air, Dennis.
I know, yes. I'm waiting to speak to Mr. Lee, actually.
Oh, well, that's charming. I thought we were getting on quite...
We are.
...nicely. But if you want me to...
Well, it's up to him now. He decides, you see.
No, is that your way of ushering Ian in?
Have a nice...
Oh, that's me finished, is it?
No, I don't know, but I'm saying looking outside, the sunshine is delightful. And go outside, have a sunbathe.
Yeah, is this you saying go away now, Dennis?
No, I'm just answering. I'm going to say to you, have a very nice day.
Oh.
I'm going to have a very nice day. I'm got to look under my bed yet.
Well, Dennis, it's taken me about 4 hours to actually get down onto my knees to look under. Then I've had to have someone round from the council to lift up the eiderdown.
Dennis, what's under...
Hello.
Hello, sorry. Dennis, what's under your bed?
Dust.
Well, you want to spend less time on the computer...
No, it's not that. The sides of the bed come right down to the ground, so I can't get anything underneath it.
You could slip a magazine under there.
No, it... The point is, Ian, that the room is so small, I couldn't move the bed over far enough so I could see every bit from underneath. There may be all sorts of things.
You're not in Bovington Prison, are you?
No.
Would you like to say goodbye to each other and goodbye to the listeners?
Yes, I'd like
you,
to say
you
goodbye
go first.
To this
you
gentleman.
Go first. And no, you. Go on, you go first.
And to you, Lee, I'm sorry that
who?
I agree with you totally about the film.
Who?
Lee.
In this case.
Who's Lee?
Lee, I would like to say to you two that I wouldn't call you any of those things, a W or any of those nasty words, but I'll call you by your proper name, which is Ian. Bye-bye, Dennis.
Bye-bye, sir. And bye-bye, Ian.
Bye-bye, Barry, Ian and Lee and Dennis.